Is that the rain? Kind of hear the rain in here. All you. As you notice, I only had one sushi and a few beans. Item G, Park Lane 2 project. Ahupo Awaikiki Moko Kona Aino Ahune TMK Kahi Lua Kolu Ole Koluvalu Ole Kahiha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Matt McDermott, from Surrey's Hawaii. The project proponents could not be here, unfortunately. They send their regards and will certainly be here for any further consultation. This is an initial update for you folks about an ongoing project. This is a development in the city of Ala Moana, actually within the footprint of Ala Moana. We had a meeting with their recognized cultural descendants a little earlier. We got some of their manao. Where we stand now is we want to come before you and get your manao about this, but the idea is to prepare a leadership review and field inspection that will be presented to the SHPD to solidify and confirm that we do an AIS for this project and what the AIS testing strategy would be. I just want to present this information to you folks, so you have any comments, you can give them to us. We can incorporate that into this literature review field inspection that we submit to SHP. So just an update on the project. We were talking about, so Ala Moana Center here, we're at the Makai Diamond Head Corner. This is an aerial photograph showing the area. Atkinson's here, Ala Moana here. Ala Moana Park is here. It's about 4 acres. The project itself, the details are still being worked out, but it's going to be a fairly large development, a 380-unit condo hotel, 3.84 acres, I guess is what it is. In terms of it looks like there's going to be a tower. The current thinking now, the tower would be more on the Atkinson side of the price here, so more on the Diamond Head side, and potentially more of that kind of mid-rise or low-rise, like the Park Lane one that's currently along Ala Moana there, where it just kind of steps back some of that along the Ala Moana Boulevard. Again, the details have not been totally worked out yet. So it's sort of the milestones. They're going to be putting in for a demo permit submission in the beginning of 2020, but actual construction probably won't start until 2022. The next time we come before you guys with an update, we'll have some better drawings, that sort of thing, to give you an idea of what it looks like. In terms of the background, this area, we've talked a lot about the Ala Moana footprint and just what a low-lying environment that was. This kind of just confirms that, these figures we're going to show. There's that very important 1911 Podmore map right before Bishop Estates sold the Ala Moana Center footprint to the Dillingham family. They did this detailed map that shows the elevations there above sea level. And it shows the entire project here was about 1 to 1.5 feet above sea level at the time. So very low-lying environment. And we know there's lots of salt in this. This early map that we have is just kind of a compilation map. It's more of a schematic thing, just talking about where the project area is, right along the coast with coastal trails and with fish ponds in the vicinity, with Pete and Nile Stream coming down, definitely within the portions, kind of the Eva portions of Kalia, is the place name. One of the earliest maps of the area is this 1817 Kotzebue map. Again, lots of information, but still rather schematic. You can see the project area is actually shown being offshore at the time, but it gives you an idea. We have this clear grid work of salt pans, which you'd expect in this low-lying environment. Lots of fish ponds in the vicinity. Pete and Nive Stream coming down here is kind of very schematically drawn. More detailed map comes in this 1884 Bishop map. You can see that there is some land commission awards here that we'll talk about in the center for one of the fish ponds. No land commission awards within the project footprint specifically, although overall the land was awarded to Kamehameha V during the Maheli. So here we have the Ili of Kalia was awarded to Victoria Kamamalu, land grant, lot Kamehameha V. Also had this, eventually this was sold to the Dillingham family. The fish pond in the vicinity here is outside the project area. Located. A little bit later, 1891, Still not a lot of development in this vicinity, not a lot of greater streets, just kind of shows the place names that are associated with it. We're Makayev, Miki, and definitely within Kalia. This 1883 map showing an overlay on a current modern aerial photograph. You can see this grid work of streets that was proposed back then. These were never built, of course. I talked about that 1911 Podmore map. Here it is showing the project area and the footprint. You can see all these little numbers here are those elevations in feet above sea level. You can see 1911, there's no Alamoana Beach Park here. It hasn't been installed yet. Here's a close-up of that same 1911 Podmore map. You can see 1.3, 1.5, 0.2, so very, very low-lying environment. This was used, the fourth was used for its current shopping center use and parking. A massive amount of fill had to be brought in so it could be used. As part of the Podmore map, it does talk about the salt pans being in the vicinity, but definitely over to the Eva side. Definite creeping of salt pan. 1919 map showing there are some coastal habitations along the coastal road there, which is Alamoana Boulevard today. A couple of looks like dirt roads in the vicinity going Mauka, some housing for the Mauka, but potentially only one habitation within the project area there along the coast. This 1927 aerial photograph is probably the earliest that we have for the area. It has the Alawai Canal that's just recently been installed here. Lots of land use here. You can still see the grid work of the salt pans, which probably weren't in use at this time, but had not been filled in yet. But again, a very low-lying, marshy environment. Close-up of the area, again, remnants of the salt pans still clearly visible. Low trees. These are look like roadways going up Mauka through the project area. 1932, oblique aerial photograph showing the project area. Again, we have the creation of Alamoana Beach Park here, and again, not much development at all in the project area this time. Again, showing very little development. Grids of streets are coming in the vicinity of Alamoana, but still Alamoana itself is completely blank. 1943 U.S. Army map, again, a grid work of streets that was proposed. This is Kapiolani Boulevard up here, but again, these grid streets were never implemented. We get to the early 1950s, and we have the development of this area for what will become Alamoana Shopping Center. You can see that Dillingham is dredging offshore, creating these channels, creating the Alawai Canal. And this material is stockpiled here in this area, raising up into a very low-lying environment, probably raising it 4 to 5 feet. And we have documentation that from our AS trenches showing these massive fill layers, which are mostly crushed coral and dredge material that's been pumped on site.
Yeah, let me just point out a little historical
stuff
from air horns past. But if you look over there, see the red line, just dime ahead of it, that's the central YMCA.
Here?
No, down.
Okay, right there,
Central YMCA. As a little kid, third grade, I used to go there. My father worked way over there at Lewis and Cook. We talked about this last month. And I'd take a shortcut across that pile.
Wow.
And I swear to God, that pile was, to a little kid, 20 feet high. So when you say it's only 4 feet, I had to spread it around.
Yeah.
No, I'd say it was at least six.
Yeah.
I had to climb up that damn thing.
Independent confirmation there.
History is good.
Pre-Alamoana days.
Yeah. 1953, again, it's still kind of vacant here.
Yeah.
We move forward in time. 1959, shopping center's been installed, but it's a much smaller version. It hasn't quite been expanded. This is still in the periphery of what would be what we know as Alamoana today. 1959. Looks like there's some development going on in this area, but this is the main shopping mall to the Eva area. 1963, definitely parking installed in this area. You can see some little banyan trees there along there, lots of parking. 1970, it's basically kind of what we think of as Alamoana today. You've got the mall extended over here. Here's the Macy's building, which I always think of as Liberty House. the trees along here. 1982, again, relatively simple. There's been some modifications since that, but I didn't put it in a photograph of the recent development there. In terms of previous archaeology, nothing's been done within the footprint of the project area that we're talking about here. Extensive work has been done in the vicinity, particularly with the Alawan expansion that was done recently. We had this Alawan expansion that was done for the Nordstrom expansion, or the Eva expansion, in about 2010. And then this, more recently, 2012, 2013, we had the installation of what was Park Lane 1, and this is Park Lane 2. So those that kind of mid-rise housing that's right along Alawana now, that was done there. So lots of AIS trenching down the vicinity. We did confirm the thickness of that fill layer. There were some marshy sediments found down at the water table, which we documented, but no Ibi Kapuna were found, no real features. It was just basically that little marsh area. We particularly looked for berms there related to the salt pans. We couldn't find anything definitive there, so it may have been it was graded before they put the fill in place. In terms of the archaeology, the previous historic properties that have been found here, there's been a number here. The number is 6636. That's kind of the catch-all for the low marshy Kiwala Basin environment that is there. It includes the salt pan modifications, the old land surface before the fill was put in place. A couple of red triangles you see here, those are partial burials that were documented significantly away from the project area, one along Kona Street and one at the intersection of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani. Those were found in the 1990s, and again, previously disturbed burials, not in situ. So lots of archaeology has been found in this vicinity, but not a lot of features and intact deposits.
Excuse me for a second. Were those burials found, Regina? Aren't we looking at a project up there in that corner last month?
Definitely, that was me. We're in this area right here.
Oh,
just Makai of Kona Street.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. That was you last.
That was the Alawana Plaza.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, just examples of that fill layers. You know, this is the natural sediment down here. Everything from this gray all the way up is all that fill deposit. You know, they typically put this gray layer at the bottom because it's a very clay, non-porous material. They quickly learned they put that non-porous clay on top, it flooded everything. So they put the clay material at the bottom and put this more porous, rubbly, crushed coral so the water would percolate down. Again, another example from the earlier AIS in the vicinity of Alawana, massive crushed coral fill layers. This is the natural land surface here, just about that 1 foot above sea level that we're talking about. Field inspection results, so kind of go through this quickly. Most people are familiar with what it looks like in Alawana. Again, this is the Liberty House or Macy's building here. And we've got photos that show I believe the green are above on the parking level and the yellow are below at the underground garage level. This is what it looks like down below. Relatively low ceiling, but lots of supports have already been put in place to support the overhead parking.
That's my secret parking area.
Yeah.
That destroyed now.
Some of them go pretty deep. It's a bit spooky. You get on one ramp, you go on another ramp. This is looking kind of Eva. You can see this is Alawana Boulevard here. The Macy's Liberty House building is right here.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to demolish what we see there.
Yes, that'll come down. This is looking more Malka. Again, this is Atkinson here. This potentially maybe the area where the tower would be. This is the Liberty House for Macy's building. So again, we know a lot about this area. We know it's pretty low. We came up with the AIS testing strategy in comparison with kind of the information we have from this early era photograph. We want to test kind of where the roads are, a little bit where the water features are, and also just where the dry land is. When we came to the initial culture descendant meeting in August, we got some feedback that maybe we were trying to test the edge of the waterways too much, so we kind of rethought that and moved some of the trenches around. We are interested in the water features because they have this potential for paleoenvironmental information, pollen preserved, charcoal preserved, that sort of thing. But realistically, reasonably the cultural center said, well, let's not just focus on the water, let's work on the dry land and whatever it was, the marshy land. So we readjusted the trenches to kind of go with that input. So we had a consultation meeting. Thank you, Hina, for being there. We had Katetas Ohana as well as Kayla Norman was there. We provided this overview to them and talked about the proposed testing strategy that was kind of modified based on the input that I said. In terms of next steps, we've already talked to SHP a little bit about this. Once the field inspection is complete, we'll submit that for a determination on that we do need the AIS and that the AIS testing strategy is appropriate. We'll get approval of the strategy, go forward with the AIS field work, and if there are any concerns regarding EV Kapuna, of course, we'll come right back to you. And if they are found, it would be previously identified barrels because they're found during an AIS. So that's my spiel. I went through it quickly. I know we're trying to get through this. Any questions?
Just more out of curiosity, is this project associated with that playground that was going to be put up? Is that the spike?
I don't believe so.
Moni, no.
Oh, hey.
Do you know any different?
Yeah, it's not associated. Yeah. Other than, I believe members of the Kobayashi team are on the board that was trying to push that playground. And ultimately, they moved it closer to the Discovery Center, Children's Discovery Center, because of the Ala Moana folks not wanting it.
Who's doing this development, Kobayashi?
Yeah, it's Kobayashi along with Brookfield down bottom. I should have said that. Don't tell them I didn't say that.
Kobayashi. Well, Kobayashi was in here last month on another project.
Yeah. That was for the
Honolulu
one.
Yeah. Mahalo.
Thank you.
At this time, will you be proceeding forward with H and I?
Yes.
At this time,
right.
I recuse myself.
Well, you're still
for items H and I.
Okay, he can help.
Let it be known that.